Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for everything Chamber, go to the Durango Business website, which is durangobusiness.org. I should say Durango Chamber of Commerce. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's early. I need more coffee. So, Alternative Horizons, how are we doing today? Cindy, how's it going?
It's going really good today, Jack.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for coming in. And also, thank you for everything you do.
Yes.
You need more coffee too.
I need more coffee too.
We're got to get on the air. 3, 2, 1, we're going to go. But Alternative Horizons, tell me a little bit about what you do.
What I do for Alternative Horizons is I am the volunteer coordinator, mm-hmm. and I work in advocacy services. So I recruit, manage, and maintain our volunteer program at Alternative Horizons, mm-hmm. and I also work in advocacy services with clients.
And are you guys full up with volunteers, or are you looking for some?
We are looking for volunteers. It would be nice if we could get about 15 to 20 ongoing volunteers for our mm-hmm. agency. The volunteers run our 24-hour hotline.
Okay.
So we need quite a few.
And with the walk me through the volunteering process, I'm going to assume there's background checks and things of that nature, but then what's the training like, and do you have to have any experience working with others, especially in, you know, what you the sensitive subjects that you guys work with?
Yes. So our volunteer program, so recruiting volunteers, we do have an application process. We like to do a pre-interview and a post-interview before training to sort of discuss what training is going to look like and so that individuals can be prepared. The training involves a lot of stuff about domestic violence, mm-hmm. A lot of stuff about equity and inclusion that can be incorporated in with clients of domestic violence. And it's going to be September 15th, 16th, and the 23rd. It's going to be about 18 hours of training.
Okay, and that's just coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. And then to be an advocate, all somebody has to do is bring with them is their empathy and compassion,
okay.
and be able to have a safe, confidential place to take calls. This is sort of like a remote position. They can do mm-hmm. it from home.
Is there an age that is required? Is it 18 and older, 25 and older?
18 and older is, uh-huh. is what we go by, yes.
Okay. And then remind me again, when is the training taking place?
The training is going to be September 15th, 16th, and the 23rd.
Okay. All day each of those days?
All day. Yeah, it'll be all day each day.
Okay. Yes. And again, if someone's interested, what's the best website? Where should they go to get information?
They can go to our website, and on our website is contact information for the office and me. They can just call the office and talk to me, mm-hmm. And do it that way, however that looks like for them.
Okay, and then explain a little bit, with what Alternative Horizons does, because I know I've interviewed you guys over the years, other directors, other folks involved with Alternative Horizons. Explain what you do, because it's such a... a part about our community nobody likes to hear or talk about. So tell us what you work with.
Yes. So Alternative Horizons is the local domestic violence support agency.
Mm-hmm.
And Alternative Horizons has been supporting and empowering survivors of domestic violence since 1978.
Wow.
We provide a lot of different services. And some of that is the advocacy work that I spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
That means we can provide and get them in touch with resources within the community. We have our hotline, which is 24 hours, and people can call for support on that. We have a contract therapist, so we can provide therapy for individuals who are ready to take that next step in their life.
And you also, I know if you're going, if you have to go to court, services are also available through Alternative Horizons. If I'm right, it's free? The services are free?
All services are free and confidential.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you obviously can do this through the volunteers that you're needing to answer the hotline and other volunteers. But then I know we're not here to talk about how you guys raise money, but I'm curious your funding and where the funding does come from. Oh, got to pass the microphone. All right.
Hi, Jack. I'm Mandy. I'm also with Alternative Horizons. We provide our services via a combination of federal, state, and local grants. We are really blessed to receive grants from the federal government, Department of Justice, also from the state of Colorado, the Domestic Violence Project, and La Plata County and the city of Durango both provide us with grants as well.
And I'm sure that they're on your website's a donate button.
Yes, we absolutely take donations. We appreciate those. The local funding is part of how we make these mm-hmm. services work.
And then I'm curious then, how many full-time, quote, I'm doing the quotation mark, paid staff are there?
There are currently 5 paid staff. Uh-huh. We will be looking for an attorney. So if there are any attorneys out there listening to this who have it in their heart to do mm-hmm. this kind of work, please reach out. But when we're fully staffed, we will have 6 staff. But right now we have 5.
Okay. And then along that, I just forgot what I was going to ask about on the paid staff. Oh, your offices. Where are you located?
We're in the Commons building. That's at 701 Camino del Rio, right next to Albertsons. Yep, we're still there. We're dug in. We're probably not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, right? You won't yes. be dug in and then it's like, 'cause moving's no fun.
No, it isn't.
No, not at all. And then with the training then, your volunteers end up working very closely then with the paid staff.
Yes. Yes. Like Cindy said, it's a remote position, so you don't actually have to come into the office and sit at a desk. You can do it from your own phone. But the volunteers are always welcome in our office. And we have several volunteers who come into the office to help us answer phones, help us answer the door, meet with survivors who come in to meet with us. Our volunteers, we rely very heavily on them. So we kind of hope for them to be jacks of all trade and really help out.
Yeah, I don't know about if jacks of all trades is the right one. People always say, oh, it all got jacked up. I was like, got to come up with a different term. No.
Yes, we should.
But and with that then, how many hours do the volunteers put in? Is there an expected amount, or you work within their schedules? How does
we really work within their schedules, Jack? There are 2 shifts a day. There's the morning shift and the evening shift. So of course the evening shift gets calls overnight. The morning mm-hmm. shift gets calls during the day. We ask volunteers to try to take 4 shifts a month, mm-hmm. but if you can give 2, that's sure. 2 more than we had before. So we're willing to take whatever people can give.
And if I'm right, trying to remember back on some of the other interviews, 400 to 500 individuals are served that you work with every year. Is that number still roughly
still roughly on average? We really can average anywhere from 400 to 600 individual survivors each mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
So, but it depends on the year, Jack. It depends on the number of arrests. It depends on truly people's ability to reach out. So, of course, mm-hmm. 2020, everything's shut down. Everybody's home together. Not as much opportunity to make those phone calls. But we are seeing those numbers come back.
Right, right. We got a little energetic guy in here.
We do. He'll go back to school on Wednesday.
He's having fun. And so with the volunteering then, the training, is the training then for answering phones? Is it a variety of different duties that are needed from the volunteers? What is the makeup of it?
So the training is for the hotline advocates, but also for advocates in the office. Nobody can come and represent or be a part of the office or the hotline without doing the training.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a requirement.
Right.
So if you want to be involved with Alternative Horizons in any kind of volunteer status, you need to do the training.
And obviously, the training, you guys will go through all the, I'm going to think of the details. It takes, the 3 days of training. So very intensive. So it's not, because I sit there and go, I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know, what to advise. I mean, I could say, well, here, call this number, things of that nature. But I would assume there's so many times somebody calls, I'm going to use the term heat of the moment, and then you're having to walk them through that process or get them to a safe place.
Yes. So the ability, I mean, we do a lot. We talk about what domestic violence is, what it looks like. We talk about safety planning. We talk about like dispatch calls, all kinds of things that the advocates might come up against on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying, and also our resource list. We have a 2-page resource list of all the resources in Durango
right.
that we can possibly come up with. And so going on call, just to put this out there, is, yes, this is very hard work. Advocates for the first time, all of them are anxious and nervous getting those first calls.
Yeah.
And so the ability to be able to come back to me or another staff member, maybe before they go on their first shift, to re-talk about those things that we talked about in training
mm-hmm.
Can make a huge difference in that
sure.
first shift that they're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, training is very intense. There's a lot of information in a short period of time. And
I'm curious, do you do any kind of role playing during that training?
We do.
Okay.
We do role playing, yes.
Because to me, that would be so effective to be able to put somebody in that moment, you know, having to think and, you know, understand and be able to get somebody, you know, what they're needing. And again, I think that what I like about with Alternative Horizons is there's never any judging of the individual. You know, if they say, well, I'm not ready to leave, that's fine. But here's, I'm assuming, you know, you let them know the resources that are there, what they can expect, how they can, you know, work through if they decide to stay or if they decide to leave a domestic violence situation, how you guys can get them to a new place in their lives.
Yes, we do a lot of that kind of thing with, mm-hmm. with you know, teaching advocates what our resources are, how to tell what people are needing, how to talk through mm-hmm. it with the individuals to try to figure out what they need. You know, sometimes they don't know what they need.
Right.
And just a conversation can bring all that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the other organizations that you guys work with, I know Durango PD, the Sheriff's Department. I'm assuming CESO, you might, you know, be working hand in hand with them. Are there other organizations you work with?
Well, there's the Safe House.
Yes.
The Community Shelter. The Family Center, Access Health Systems. There's numerous agencies mm-hmm. that we can, you know, that come to us with
yeah.
individuals that need help.
And work with them. And then, you know, sharing of resources back and forth. And that's one thing I really like about our community. People always say, how do you have so many, you know, organizations? Like, we work really well together. And not trying, you know, I'm going to say, you know, take credit for getting something done. We just know it needs done, and we make it happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's how we operate with other agencies that prove to serve our clients really mm-hmm. well.
And so the training, again, what is the website?
AlternativeHorizons.org.
Okay, and all the information is probably, I'm assuming, is on there.
All the information is on the website.
Okay, good, good. And again, those dates are?
September 15th, 16th, and the 23rd.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, what have I forgot to ask you? Is there anything else you want to plug or highlight? We've got about a minute left.
I just want to put out there that if you're interested in this kind of work and are unsure if you're can do this kind of work, contact us. You know, do the process, go to the training. There are no commitments till after the training. And people generally realize whether they feel like they can do this work after the training or not.
Right. And, yeah. and again, you're looking for volunteers right now to fill these needed positions on a volunteer level. And again, you'll work around their schedules, you know, how much they can do.
Yes, correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anything else? That's it? We've covered it all? This is Jack trying to stretch out the time here, you know? No, I'm just kidding. Again, what's the website?
AlternativeHorizons.org.
And the phone number?
970-247-4374.
Okay, and then that's the office number,
that's
correct?
That's the office number.
And if someone's in a crisis situation, that number?
Our hotline number is 970-247-9619.
One more time.
970-247-9619.
All right, and check it out at AlternativeHorizons.org. Mandy, Cindy, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.